jazz begins to move into, I guess, a pre-jazz format in the 19th century, mid-19th century, where we begin to hear music coming out of the United States and from the colonies that were, you know, Louisiana, especially New Orleans. New Orleans was a center for slave trade, just like Havana was. And so you see a lot of trading of ethnic groups, a lot of trading of music, and a lot of traders who brought with them the music of this place or the music of that place, either on their guitars or accordions or in singing. So there's a very, very active dynamic of music happening. We're beginning to hear the beginnings of ragtime music. We're beginning to hear the traditions that come from the Europeans, sort of popular music and popular theater out of Europe, using more interesting rhythms. And we begin to see in the 19th century the arrival of something that you may know as the contradanza, the contradance, which was actually an English dance form that converts itself, sort of gets its swing in Cuba. Some of you may know a musical style known as the habanera, or often mispronounced as habanera, which, you know, is, I don't know where they got that mispronunciation, but it's not that, it's habanera, which means it comes from La Habana, which is Havana, right? And the habanera made its way all the way to Georges Bizet's Carmen opera, and perhaps the most famous tune of the opera is the habanera. Dum, dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum, da-dum. You all know it. It's a big hit. So the habanera begins to demonstrate the sort of cell rhythms that were the core or are the core of the early dance forms of Cuba. Those early dance forms go from the contradanza to the contradanza habanera to just the habanera, and then to a few more popular forms that move from sort of classically kind of influenced piano playing or guitar playing and sometimes string playing to something that's a little bit more, so we say, chamber music, smaller ensembles, smaller venues, or stuff that's carried from city to city or village to village on small instruments like guitars or banjo-like guitars. And those become a style known as the danzón.